Make sure that you've looked at the numbers. I talk to so many people and they have these ideas, and I tell them from experience, I did not qualify for a loan until my business was already making $1.7 million. So where are you going to get funding? How is this going to work? How much funding do you need, and do you have enough to sustain the business?
Welcome to Vegas Circle with your hosts, Paki and Chris. We are people who are passionate about business, success, and culture, and this is our platform to showcase the people in our city who make it happen. On today's podcast, we're going to be discussing FEMA entrepreneurship with owners of the Massage Envy franchise. We're actually welcoming back Marissa Hawkins, and we've got a new guest with us in the circle, Miss Francesca Marbury-Heeman, if I said it right.
Perfect.
Okay. I hope I said it right. Yeah. So welcome back to the circle, Miss Marissa.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, We're happy to be here.
We actually had Marissa right during the middle of the pandemic. We were looking back, I think, almost 2 or 3 years ago now.
Yeah.
But you guys have been doing some huge things impacting the youth and doing a lot of things in business in Las Vegas. You actually have a new book coming out, from my understanding,
we talked about.
So a lot's been happening.
So can you
kind of touch on that? I guess we'll just kind of jump right in as far as kind of how you guys met. But first, start off with the book.
What's Woman Who Boss Up in Las Vegas. So there were four girls selected to be on the cover of this Woman Who Boss Up initiative. The author, her name is Tam Luck, has done already 13 books. Is it 12 books or 13 books? Okay. And she wanted to do a little bit, something different in Vegas. So she wanted to focus the cover on, you know, she normally has 16 to 20 women on the cover. Okay. So she selected four. And so there will be one with four girls on it, and then another book with, you know, I think 16 or 20 of us. But it just shows what local, you know, there's so many celebrities out there that are doing great things, and they got a lot of, you know, notoriety from television endorsements, et cetera. But they don't really focus a lot on the communities and what's being, you know, what's happening. Mm-hmm. And, you know, regular people like ourselves that want to make a difference, that are doing things. And so whether you're a mom, a single person, a young person coming up, aspiring to be an entrepreneur, or just helping out in the community, I think it's important for us to shine light on other women and business owners, entrepreneurs, you know, out there that are doing things to help the community, not just help themselves, but to empower others in our, you know, communities to help where there's needed, or help is needed.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. How did you guys actually connect, right? So from my understanding, you and your husband actually have 7 franchises in Las Vegas, and then you've actually got 2 franchises and then also another 2 in California we were talking about. So how did you guys actually meet and kind of put this all together?
That's kind of funny. Yeah. So me and Marissa, we met in pharmaceutical sales probably about, so we were pregnant with Sydney. I was pregnant with Naomi. So Naomi's 20. Okay. She's at UCLA in her senior year.
Malia's 22. She just turned 20 2 weeks ago.
So we were pregnant with
at the same time.
It was summer and it was hot.
I remember
Sounds like being pregnant and having to tote around, and we met at, we knew each other, but we started talking more, and we were just talking and you know, always like, oh my God, girl, it's so hot and we're pregnant and we have to bring these drugs in to these offices. And so you would have to get them out of your car and tow them in. And so one day she called me and she told me, she's all, Fran, I quit my pharmaceutical job and I'm opening up a concept called Massage Envy, and I want you to come to my grand opening. And I was like, first thing for me, what do you mean you quit your pharmaceutical job? And she's like, yep, I quit. I'm like, okay, well, and so I went to her grand opening. I joined the Galleria location. I was like so, you know, amazed by her opening a business and with Mario. And from there, I just watched her business for a year. And then later I'm like, Marissa, I want to do this. And she's like, I'll help you. And so I wouldn't be where I'm at if it wasn't for Marissa. That just person saying, I will help
being you. Able to do. And just to back up too, you probably remember Marissa and Mario, her husband, they opened the first Massage Envy in Las Vegas, which is impressive to be able to do that compared to what's happening now. You know, businesses stopping all the time. We were talking about the 5-year or 3 to 5 year that you put in all this capital and then you exit, you know. Yeah. But we applaud you guys to be able to continue to keep doing it. So,
you know, Fran was one of many pharmaceutical friends of mine who thought I was crazy.
Yeah.
And so the fact that she actually piggybacked off and came on board, I was super surprised and happy. So just recently on LinkedIn, one of my girlfriends, I did a post on there and I talked about the entrepreneur journey and how scary it was to take a risk, because there's many people who talk about it, want to do it, research and go as far as, you know, getting the book and doing it. You know, discovery period, but then don't pull the trigger.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, you know, their retirement, you know, it's they don't know the risk.
It's safe.
And then they've got kids.
Yep.
They're going to lose all the, you know, security that they feel what they have with a job and then wonder. So I have something that a friend wrote in reference to that. And it was my pharmaceutical buddy. All the people who I thought would be supportive of me, from my parents to my girlfriends, all thought I was crazy and thought you shouldn't do this.
Yeah.
So now years later, 20 years later was actually this year, she writes this to me. She says, "Let me tell you something so very special about this woman, Marissa P. Hawkins. I was there when she walked away from her corporate job. I was there with two other friends of hers, Laureen and Rebecca, on our girls' trip all those years ago when she told us what she was wanting to do. I was the one to caution her. It's so risky. You lose your guaranteed income, no insurance, et cetera, et cetera. Did she listen to me? No. She listened to her heart and her mind. She knew what she wanted to do and jumped off that ledge. She took the chance, and I could not be more proud of her. Marissa's fearless, yet she has the biggest heart. I am one of the lucky ones who can say I knew her when. I am thrilled she didn't listen to me. She has done amazing things year after year after year. Marissa, you are amazing and a beacon of which other young people can look up to when they think about taking the chance, the risk, and most likely the scariest thing in the world.
Yep.
For those of you who wonder if you can, just look at this woman who knew she could, rolled the dice, and made it happen. She has worked her tail off to get where she is, but she's never changed who she is fundamentally, which is a beautiful soul." So I obviously am going to keep that.
Because
I never really thought about, because in the pharmaceutical world, what happens is when mergers and acquisitions happen, you don't know if your job is safe. And when COVID-19 happened, pharmaceutical industry forced them to get that shot. And you cannot go back into the pharmaceutical industry unless you have the COVID shot. And so because she stood her ground and said, "I'm not taking it," she no longer works for pharmaceuticals. She can't get back in. And she had to quit based on, you know, her strong, you know, beliefs of not taking the shot. So therefore, she said, "I should have listened to you. I should have followed you a long time ago. I should have quit my job and opened my business, because then I could be, you know, talking about where, you know, where I could have been now." And I think about that so many times, because I think about, you know, our youth and the possibilities. Because when I go speak at the high school level there, and Fran and I have spoken at many high schools already, a lot of them don't want to go the college route, which we're a big proponents of education. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, in social media world, there's too much that's putting, you know,
get rich quick.
Yeah. And so there's so much out there, you know, that shows that you don't have to go that route. So therefore, our kids think they can get rich tomorrow. So because
mine
of that, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And they want the easy way out. But they're forgetting the fundamentals of enjoying the journey along the way. And we didn't have it that way. We worked. And so, you know, granted, more power to the people who obviously can do this. You know, there's plenty of them showing us that they can. But there's something to be said about, you know, enjoying and looking back, you know, on the hardships that we had to go through and building your character and, you know, building blocks that make you who you are and, you know, building resilience, because that's something of what our parents taught us. And that's something that's getting lost in the world, you know, and the fundamentals and the foundation to which we grew up in, you know, it's going away. You know, I talked to watchmakers and they're talking about, you know, this next generation and plumbers and electricians, you know,
the trades,
and the jobs of the trades. Our job is in the trades. So we talk about, you know, having, you know, long, steady careers in massage and aesthetics. And we also talk about owning your business, you know, one day and running a business. We're giving youth opportunities to run multi-million dollar businesses and to be able to, you know, say they learn something and be able to empower them and bless them too. Because knowledge is power, right? And when are you given a chance to run a business on your own? and be able to, you know, show people, you know, how to make, you know, get it done.
Yeah, for real.
I think it's a beautiful thing to do. And Fran and I have been able to do this for 20 years now.
Just backing up a little bit, I know that was very impactful. Like, what, I mean, everybody gets safe, right? When you're in your corporate career and things like that.
Yeah.
What was the, like, the point where you were like, damn, like, I have to do this? Like, there's, you know, you kind of draw the land, you know, the
Yeah. Well, for me, it was having my third child.
Okay.
Kids for me.
Okay.
You know, when you know that you've got young kids and you want to be there for them and support them through their journey in life, and you want to be able to not be told you have to go to your job to, like, you know, you have to go clock in and not be able to be there for, you know, all their special moments. That was when I said, okay, something's got to give. And it was almost 7 years that I'd been in the pharmaceutical industry. And I said, you know what? Something's got to give. I need to make sure that I'm there for the kids. And it was because they did a merger with the company that I was with, that they basically not only had me covering Las Vegas, I now had to drive to Arizona. So I was covering now two states. So what that meant was I was leaving behind my baby 1 week out of the month. And as a mother, there's nothing more, you know, treacherous than to know that you have to leave your baby. And I was breastfeeding. So,
yeah, that's pretty challenging.
You know, it is challenging. And you know when your baby's hungry because your milk comes. Like, yeah, and if you're going to Arizona, you know how the weather is. It's 10 degrees hotter than Vegas. So for me, it was my child. It's having three kids. And my daughter was the, you know, at the helm of it all. And just knowing that you put people first before yourself. So it wasn't about me and my husband. It was about our children and their future so that they could have a good future and that we could give them the best. And, you know, we think we did, you know, the best we could, but later on, only time will tell. But God knows.
Well, getting these messages definitely was the right.
What was your breaking point?
For me, it wasn't a breaking point. So I just left corporate America 6 months ago.
That's right.
So
She's superwoman.
I love sales and I love people. And I'm really good at multitasking, even though people say there's no such thing as multitasking. I love certain aspects of business to start it, hire the people, really hire skilled people, and then empower them and let them go. And when you open multiple businesses and that's your philosophy, then you don't have to do as much. You're more like the cheerleader. Like, how did it go? Did this work? Oh, it didn't? Okay, well, let's adjust. And maybe I think this, or what do you think? Or I don't know. Let's figure it out. So yeah, for me, it was just, you know, getting my master's and then trying a different career and not really liking it, and then going, you know,
this one works.
I don't need to work.
Yeah. Fran is amazing.
I could just not have a corporate America job. So
that's hard. That's hard to do. But I mean, what you were saying, I mean, I think we talked about this a little bit before with Misogyny, their own franchise. And I'm assuming hiring the right people, like you have to have the right, I would say, general manager to manage that specific business.
Absolutely.
And each one is looked at as a separate business.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
Yep.
That's tough, man. 6 months ago, that's fresh.
I can't believe she
did it all these years. So she not only held down her pharmaceutical job while running these, you know, Massage Envies, she also got her license as a massage therapist.
Yeah.
And so she didn't want people to pull wool over her. She knew how to give a good massage. She gave me a massage while she was in massage school. And she still gives me massage.
I make her come sit on my table.
I'm like her guinea pig. But, you know, we help each other out. And one of the reasons why I brought Fran on with me to Vegas Circle Podcast is because we want to show sisterhood. You know, there's so much competition out there, and it doesn't have to be like that. We're in collaboration with one another. You know, in the world of massage, you know, there's a lot of copycats out there, and that's healthy, because the more we can speak about the healthiness of massage and the profession itself, then the more people will be, you know, adapting to incorporating that into their health and wellness and talking about, you know, how it's beneficial and how it can help you get and cope through, you know, struggles. Because a lot of us, you know, we go through loss, losing a cat, a dog, you know, loved one. We go through physical stress, you know, at work, mental stress, 100%. Emotional stress. Yeah. You know, there's so much going on that we haven't mastered as, you know, living in this society, how to deal with it. You know, there's a lot more practices being offered, but Fran and I got into the health and wellness industry because we come from pharmaceuticals. You know, we know about, you know, drugs.
It's a different side of it, too. Yeah, you're selling the drugs and stuff, and right. you guys are coming in with a different way to kind of release.
Right, but that's our, you know, this is what we knew, and this is our industry. And so, and then we learn along the way, you know, we grew up and we thought, you know, there's more we can do with our businesses. Mm-hmm. So the more that we're talking about is empowering our youth, you know, giving them power so that they can stand up on their feet and provide for themselves, you know. And for example, not just standing on their two feet, but being able to deal with coping skills, deal with how to be proficient in communication. Mm-hmm. Life skills, giving them what they need so that they can think for their own and, you know, providing them with transportation and things that they need. And I think that's one thing that both Fran and I, you know, have come to learn about our businesses that we have been able to achieve as, you know, business owners is empowering, you know, our people within our organizations to be better than they can ever imagine of themselves.
And I think, you know, a lot of times we see a lot of people, we kind of pigeonhole entrepreneurship. It's either one or the other. And I think you're a great example of how you can do both and essentially kind of find your lane and not necessarily maybe not take the full 100% dive and jump into it. You know, if you're trying to like give that advice to a young person, maybe does want a little bit of a safety net as they're coming out of college or they're going into adulthood, where maybe they want to branch into entrepreneurship, but they're still kind of in that weird safety net space where they want to keep that. You know, how can you, what advice would you give to kind of figure out a way to navigate both of those situations versus just one or the other?
I believe that they can, but it's really finding something that you're this business, because you have your job and hopefully you love your job. But this business, that second business, needs to be something that they love. Like, I love importing. I love building. I will be
she loves everything.
Three Who are in you the fooling, morning,
girl? You love
knowing
everything.
I have to get up at six because I love it. Like, it's not a big deal. I can be like, okay, I have to do
There's
this.
There's not a lot of people like Fran.
Like, it's just, I love it. I'm passionate about it. I'm always thinking, you know, I have a plan. I have a strategy. I'm looking at that. I'm touching it a little bit, but I have a plan for full scale business, you know, location with, you know, design center. So just work towards it little by little. And then there's going to come a time where you have to judge like, okay, if I put 100% into this, what am I going to yield and what motivates me? So I'm money motivated and I have no problem telling people that I like
money. I love your honesty because most people don't say that. People don't say that.
There's a lot of things I like, but it has to make money. And that's for me. Like, I can't be like, oh, I only made $50. No, if
you
want to
go for it,
if I can't make a certain amount of money, then I won't do it. And there's nothing wrong. So people that say, well, if you love it, well, you love it and it has to bring you wealth, because like, if you're a mother or if you're supporting your family or you're supporting your parents or you just want to live a certain caliber of life, you know, then, you know,
a lot of of the younger generation now is figuring out they do a job and they have side hustles and they're really good at doing two or three side hustles while doing the job, especially if you can work from home, hybrid jobs, you know, and they're doing it because they can and still planning a vacation, you know, next month because they can work remote anywhere. And I think they do a great job. So they're out. Some of them may be not as great and proficient in relationship building and the communication, but they're really good at the business side where they know how to multitask and have those side hustles. They do it better than our generation, for sure. I've seen it. I'm like, man, that's pretty amazing. And they're coming out of the gate making more than I've ever seen. I'm like, wow.
A lot of money you made outside.
I don't remember making that much money.
Like, my son finished.
I know.
And I, like...
They make so much money these days. I'm like,
there's so many things that you can do. I mean, now
you don't even think about it. Like, how much they make just selling shoes sometimes.
Right.
Like, what?
Yeah. Sell shoes on the
Literally.
I hear parents saying, I hear parents saying, wow, they can make that much doing that.
So. We've had a few folks all talk about that with their side hustle. One gentleman was talking about that. I think they worked their regular job, made an extra $100,000 just off of shoes. So it's unreal.
Oh, I see some of the people you have on here.
Yeah, they talk about all the time.
It's cryptocurrency. Oh, yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It's unreal. Yeah. I'm curious because you guys build brands, right? Massage Envy is a brand. What's, in your perspective, what makes a good brand? And I ask you first, Marissa, just because you're so involved with so many different things.
You know, name recognition, for sure. You know, the name, you know, most people will go to a Cheesecake Factory when they're out of town because they know the food they're going to, to get at Cheesecake Factory, you know?
Yep.
It's really having a good brand reputation and the name out there being heard numerous times because it's all about feeling comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, you feel comfortable when you have a brand behind it. Are you going to put your money in? Well, I guess we shouldn't talk about that now with the bank situations, right?
You ain't lying.
You know, being able to feel secure about, you know, a name brand that has a good reputation.
Yeah.
You got Lowe's and you got Home Depot. You know, there's a lot of competitors out there, but the fundamental is it has a name out there.
Yeah.
Now, although I still support small business at the end of the day, I do like to support the small business because we are a small business at the end of the day, despite being part of a franchise.
Yeah.
But I would say, you know, brand recognition is very important. People want to go to brands that they know.
Yeah.
Look at Nike. I just watched the movie.
Oh, yeah, that was such a great movie.
Yeah. And I think about, you know, how having to start off the way he did and to be able to be where he is now, where every NFL team knows about Nike. Yeah. You know what I mean?
100%.
So that's the power of a brand.
Yeah.
It's the power to be able to get out there and
the
use
consistency and quality and
the consistency and quality and the voices. You know, we've got so many, you know, franchises out there. We've got so much, you know, name recognition. When you go out, people know you, you know, especially when you're the first one out of the gate. Look at Coca-Cola, then comes Pepsi, right? Yep. You got McDonald's, then comes Burger King.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that because there's a lot, you know, we're all eclectic and we all have different tastes and different likes. It's good to have variation.
Yeah.
So I think there's nothing wrong with that, but I think brand recognition is so important.
It's huge, yeah.
Yeah.
What made you choose, like, I don't know if we asked you this before, what made you choose Massage Envy as that brand? Like,
the Vegas Circle podcast is brought to you by RAC Financial. They help new and established businesses with simple, secure, and reliable payment processing. RAC's credit card merchant processing services are unmatched. Visit racfinancial.com today and mention Vegas Circle podcast
to come here. Is it something that you did the research on?
It chose me.
Oh, okay.
So I told you that something had to give.
Got it
was, and friends heard this numerous times, my AC unit gave out on my company car. And it was during one of those drives to Arizona, 3.5-4 hour drive. And what ended up happening is I called my cousin and she was the one who told me about Massage Envy. I said, I'm not going to work today. I'm sweaty. I'm hungry. My milk is coming in.
Yep.
I'm literally not working today. I'm going to go and get a great meal, recommend me a great place and get me a great massage place. And so she tells me about this place called Massage Envy. It was only $29.95 back in the day.
Oh, wow.
You know, inflation has happened 20 years later.
Yep.
So yeah, we're almost double that now, right? And so I went to this place and
I said triple. I heard it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, a little bit. But nonetheless, it was a great massage. So I came in there obviously miserable and I come out a new woman. And then I basically knew we were coming back a week later. My husband and I had rental property in Arizona. So I booked him with my massage therapist. I booked myself with another massage therapist. A week later, we come back, and during that drive, both Mario and I made mention to Mario, not thinking anything more of it, that if we were to open up a business, this business that we're going to, you know, would seem like a viable one. That's all I said. I didn't think anything more of it. So when he went in to get that massage, I knew he was hook, line, sinker. He was going to love it, right?
I set him up, yeah.
But what I didn't think was going to be a great massage because I gave him the best person ended up being even better than the first. So on that particular day, the franchise owner happened to be there. And Mario and I coming out on the top of the hour, lots of people in the lobby area checking out, wanting to sign up for membership. And here I am like, do you guys have one in Vegas? Because I will sign up today. This is amazing, right?
Yeah.
And then my husband said, we're interested in franchise. You know, opportunity. We want to open one if you don't have one. She's like, listen, if you are very serious in opening one up, you need to grab one of those brochures behind you and you want to call the guy. His name was Steve Cook, who ended up being our mentors, getting us. I mean, he knew nothing about us, but we ended up opening the first business here because of him and his wife, Shannon Cook. So we owe a lot to Steve Cook and Shannon Cook for giving us the opportunity. We had to do it. We literally, awesome. Morgan took a chance on us. And he knew nothing, zero about us.
I believe it's fate. Yeah. It was just like,
he is a man of faith.
He was just like, you guys have heart, you work hard. And he was just like, I think you could do it.
That's awesome. Said I had to quit my job. And that's where I nearly peed my pants. Because
that's hard.
Yeah.
That's extremely hard.
My husband did real estate. There's no way. I'm like, we have 3 kids, 8-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 1.5-year-old. And I'm going to give up my medical benefits and you do real estate. There's, you know, so talk about, you know, trusting and taking a leap of faith. That was it. And I literally almost didn't do it. And I called him up one day and I'm like, I know I signed contract, but I'm breaking out in hives and I have night sweats and I have a change of heart. I haven't told this to Mario yet, but like, I think I want to back out. And he sat down with me and he just basically told me that fears is nothing but false evidence appearing real. And if you take this leap of faith, promise you your life will change. Now, I can't promise you the numbers in Arizona will obviously come to, you know, Vegas, but
It was a blank canvas
Yeah. And boy, I just didn't know anything about
it. Break evens like in 2 months when we opened then.
That's awesome.
Because it just told a story. Vegas needed it. There were more people needing this type of, you know,
affordable therapeutic massage
in their lives more than ever. And so we were able to offer something that was needed. And that's what's the beauty of opening up a business is that if there's a need for it, then you need to build
that need.
Right.
Yeah,
and so when Fran was talking about, you know, the kids finding what they love to do, she loves to make money. You know, it's finding your passion, but knowing that, you know,
if you make money out of that, it's hands down the best.
If you do your passion,
It's great when you have an impactful mentor like that, because even now you could see it, you transition that, like not only that one impact of you getting it, now it impacts your life, and now all the countless lives have been impacted by that one kind of change in opportunity and change in faith.
And that's what we do. Like, I got my executive MBA from UNLV. Go Rebels. And, I was a philosophy and psychology major in college, and I was running businesses, and I was just like, this is recent. I just finished in 2022.
And now she wants me to go into the same program.
I want her to go first.
Okay, you
because
and
you really don't know in business. You don't know what you don't know. Like, I have a philosophy degree and a psychology. I just want to be a child psychologist, but I learned that they didn't make enough money. So, and I'm money motivated, like I said. So I would have been miserable. Yeah. I love helping people, but
Where's the money? Where's the green? Yeah.
And so, show me the money.
So in this program, we were doing a finance project, and one of my colleagues in the course, she was like, "Hey, let's do it on boba." And I've never had boba. She introduced it. We did this project all on boba. I was looking at the numbers and I'm like, we need to open one of these. And so for like what Marissa did for me, I did for her. I'm like, nope, we need to get started. I'm going to support you. I'm going to be your partner in this. It's going to be successful. Trust me. I know what I'm doing. I can numbers, you know, and we're the same way. We've been open since December and we're already at our break even.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And so it's really empowering.
Since December?
We opened December 2022. We're already.
That's
so
impressive.
Very impressive. So we purchased the market. We're going to have the whole Vegas market and we're excited, but it's having that support of saying in somebody there, if Marissa didn't tell me, Fran, I got this, I'll help you. I would have never done it. I would have been just doing pharmaceuticals, thinking about all these great things, but I wouldn't. And that's the same for Adina. Like, oh, great ideas, but oh. So as women, especially women entrepreneurs, we have to be that hand to help other women. We can help other men and everything, but sometimes men have that opportunity
more than we do.
And so when we say we really are trying, not like we're like, no, we can't help you. We'll help anybody. But it really just reaching out and trying to find those women that you know are amazing that just need a little kick and a little like, hey, I got you. I won't let you fail.
We finally get a seat at the table, but we don't want to be at the head. We want others to be surrounded by other like-minded women. And those in leadership positions should be able to empower those others that don't have that opportunity. And so we always, because we are children of God, mm-hmm. you know, we want to be able to serve in a capacity that fills our hearts. Mm-hmm. And being able to see people be blessed and succeed is something that definitely, you know, makes us, you know, grow in within our souls. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's important too, because we talk about a meaningful life these days.
And money.
And money. Yeah. She talks about money. I'm more about meaning.
Yeah. I'm about meaning yeah. too, but yeah. I have, it has to be yeah. smart.
Y'all yeah. saw like our relationship. That's yeah. literally our relationship. I'm like, other people just like, literally oh, him all day. Like
money we
yeah. 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 That's straight up our relationship. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's hilarious. I think the money yeah. will come when you yeah. love what you do.
Yeah.
And for me, it's all about loving what you do because it always comes. You know, for me, I don't try to worry about that because, you know, worry is the stress that causes people to have that breakdown, the heart attacks, the mental health yes. issues.
Yes.
So for me, I'm a big proponent on faith, you know, and knowing that if you live with compassion and you treat people kind and you do the right thing, be able to sleep good at night is really, you yeah. know, knowing it's that true. You did yeah. people the right way and you tried your best. Yeah. That's it, right? yeah. And, you know, with, you know, our sons, they have girlfriends. And, well, one's married now and it's all about leaving them better than you found them. Yeah. And that's the philosophy that when people come into our doors, it's leaving them better than they found them. But they have to put the effort in. And there's two things that you can control, yeah. your attitude and your effort. And so if they have the right attitude coming in and they put the effort in our, you know, place of business, then yeah. it makes all the wealth difference.
For real, know? For real, so. For real. How do you guys balance like just personal life, marriage, everything that you guys do? Because you guys wear many hats, right? In business and the whole nine. How do you keep everything together?
I just have to be organized. Okay. So for me, it's my schedule. If it's on my schedule, it's gonna get done. You okay. know, I yeah. just am just like,
no matter what time
even
that
if
is.
It's yeah. like you have to pay all the bills. You need to, you know, gymnastics is at this time, school, da da da. Everything is kind of written down. So for me, it's also, it's like, it's a motivation of accomplishments. So just like mm-hmm. when you grew up, they say, hey, make your bed. That's mm-hmm. the first thing that you're yeah. like, hey,
it's accomplishment for the
and
day.
And that's yeah. for me. So even if I don't finish everything, I just copy it and move it to the next day. But it's like, I've had a good day. I've done all these things that I needed to do. And,
yeah.
you know, and so it's just, it's staying organized and knowing what's important besides money.
Yeah.
yeah. She said money a lot of times.
But, you know, like yeah. your family is important. Yeah, it you is. Can't, yeah. you know, spending time and mm-hmm. focusing on your family. Like for me, it's so important.
But I heard you say education. Put the gymnastics in the schedule.
Yeah. So oh yeah. Important. Yeah. The so port, you like, put so you the are like, okay, yeah. I can do this. I don't overlap because yeah. I have really limited time. And when, you know, I have a lot of managers and people calling and like,
yeah.
hey, I got to
balance that
this.
Schedule. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. for
so
sure.
Just balancing the schedule yeah. and, you know, and scheduling things. Yeah. I remember today I was like, hey, on Sunday, I can yeah. take you to see the Ariel movie. And they're like, okay, great.
So, I can't wait to see
so
it.
So yeah. I'm like, I put
it in there,
I put
make it
everything
work.
In there, make it work.
That's excellent. How about you, Marissa? Yeah.
There's a quote in our office building that I put up, and it says, let what you do today be enough. Hmm. And so, like what Fran said, if you can't get it done, you paste it and you put it to the next schedule. I would like to say that people in leadership roles are like most of them are type A's,
yeah.
That they have to have a set, you know, schedule. And mm-hmm. That's the same for me, even in my phone. If it's not on there, it's probably not going to be. Sometimes yeah. I forget to put it on there. So guess what? It's not happening today. Yeah.
Right. I forgot to add it.
But it is important to have family time. You know, the reason why we left our jobs in the first place was to make sure that we were there for our kids growing up. Mm-hmm. And that was one thing that we always set aside. And sometimes we had a tag team. You know, if I wasn't there, Mario was there or grandparents were there. And so at this time in life, Mario and I are now having to take care of our parents, you know, because they're now at that stage. Mm-hmm. You know, we were taking care of our kids. Now we're at a different point in our mm-hmm. lives where that now is important.
Yeah.
And being in a Filipino family, you know, it is the eldest responsibility to take care of the parents. Mm-hmm. And so I've always held that, you know, close to me. And I count every year that my parents are having a birthday. It's important
yeah.
because I knew earlier on, there was something that my parents said or an elder that said, one point in your, one day, there will be a point in your life where you will start seeing your family, your friends' parents passing and their grandparents passing. And that time is now. So, you know.
And you know, it's interesting you say that, not to cut you off. You know Jesse Itzler, by any chance?
No.
He owns like Atlanta Hawks. His wife owns Spanx and all that stuff.
Oh,
Jesse's a beast. And he was talking about that. And it impacts me what you were just saying. Yeah. Because he was saying, like, if your parents live in another state, let's say, for example, like my parents do. Mm-hmm. He said, like, I don't know, whatever their age is, long story short is, let's say that you think that you have 10 more years, let's say, or 20 more years.
No.
And you said, no, it's 10 more times.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, crap. I mean, start isolating it that way. I'm like, okay, that messes me up because all our family lives out of state.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, that hit my spirit.
Once a month, Mario and I were going to Arizona to visit his mom every month, and we haven't stopped.
Yeah.
But you know, it gets challenging, but if that's a priority for you, you'll make it happen.
You'll make it a priority.
Yeah. And I always tell my kids now, it's like, you know, there will be a point, and I tell them the same thing I learned when I was growing up, because you can't let that message go away. You have to keep teaching what we were taught, because the messages get lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's an African proverb too. You know that too. Yeah.
I didn't know that. Very much
so. Yeah.
Yeah. I just know that it's true because I'm living it right now, you know, and a lot of my friends are losing, you know, their family members and their loved ones, mom and dads. And it's tough. It's so tough. And so I just want to stay healthy. I just want to love my family and my friends. And I just want to, you know, create businesses that, you know, help society out.
Yeah.
You know, one body at a time is what we're doing right now. So
you guys are really doing it. I mean, and just to kind of piggyback on that, as far as business advice, us being a business show, maybe not just because you guys do so much as far as Massage Envy, you got multiple different businesses you guys do. What's a piece of advice you would, or a business gem that you would tell somebody that maybe they're on the ready to quit, like you just said, 6 months ago and really go in? What would you tell them, that somebody that wants to build their own business right now, you know, 2023? Mm-hmm. What would you say to them?
Make sure that you've looked at the numbers and that you, I've talked to so many people and they have these ideas and they're serious and they're, you know, going to go to I'm going to go to the bank. You have to be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them from experience, I did not qualify for a loan until my business was already making $1.7 million.
Wow.
So where are you going to get funding? How is this going to work? How much funding do you need? And do you have enough to sustain the business? Do you have clientele? Do you know if people really want to buy what you're selling? Mm. Or, you know, you're going to invest into a space, and where's your customer? Oh, your customer lives way over there. Okay. Well, it's like, talk to people that are in business and let them, and don't take it as personal or they're kicking your business down or being negative, just trying to give you real advice. I've had great businesses, made a lot of money. I've had businesses that are not doing as well as they could.
Yeah.
And it's because of decisions that I made that didn't yield the results, because I put it in a cheaper location. You know, I put it where my rent was going to be cheaper. If I would have paid more rent over here, I would have, you know, it was being cheap here.
You live and you learn.
You know, and so it's really sit down and talk, have a mentor. I think that's probably would really be
the And there's a lot of plan. Angel investors these days that can give you sound advice, that have walked the, you know, walk the walk, talk the talk. Mm-hmm. And there's so much more resources that are available as well. Yeah. So before you pull the trigger, you definitely want to do that.
Yeah, very much so. That's good advice.
And I would
great
definitely
advice.
Say follow your heart. Follow your curiosity. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to follow your But obviously, it's got to make money.
I know people that are making money tell you that.
Because they've already done it.
Think about Nike.
Yeah.
Prime
wasn't
example.
Money. It was just running company.
Making
yeah, it was running
running
company.
Look at
running
where
shoe
he's
company.
At now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is what
Nike
I mean.
Nike was making money. They just weren't making what they were making.
If I remember right, I think they were a running company. They weren't as positive compared to they got Michael Jordan.
The company
had been
out, but he was making money.
Yeah, he was making money. Yeah, he was definitely making money. Definitely making money. Yeah. For sure.
But
that's interesting though.
I think that you definitely have to have the passion, which I'm telling you have to love it, because although you could be making money as a plumber and not loving it, right?
Yeah.
Which I hear all the time. But, you know, you got to free your spirit. You got to unleash what it is that's in you that's driving you to do something crazy or take that risk and take that leap of faith, right?
Yeah.
But it is also about trying a new experience, because you'll never know where it'll take you and what your future will hold if you didn't do it until you try it. So this is what I'm saying is, you know, you got to follow your curiosity, because when we talk in the high school level, let's face it, when you were in high school, did you know what you wanted to do? No. When you got into college and after you, maybe you did, but not.
I didn't do it.
Right. And oftentimes, even in college, I even see people with college degrees that have the actual degree itself and still don't know what they want to do.
You know
afterwards.
What I really think is big that something that helped me is internships.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I recommend doing an internship,
get an opportunity to actually do it, whether you got to do it for free or whatever the scenario is, and get involved in it.
I used to want to be a pharmacist.
Me too.
And when I was working in the hospital volunteering, I was like, I can't do this. They just count pills all day. It's terrible.
They got paid good money.
Yes. Again. And that's why I probably wanted to do it.
I had an actual ATEC license. So I worked as a pharmacy tech for 7 years, and I wanted to be a pharmacist as well.
Wow.
But OCHEM kicked my butt in college. I'm like, this is not happening.
You know what you're built for.
I wasn't built for OCHEM.
Yeah, it's no joke.
And I tell that all the time, but it was actually the best thing that happened for me that I wasn't good at OCHEM because I wouldn't be where I am today. Yeah. And I probably wouldn't have enjoyed it, like Fran said, counting pills all day.
Yeah.
Because I did it and I was good at it and it paid good money. But at the end of the day, that's not.
You were fulfilled.
I would not have been fulfilled at all. And so.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Time keeps going, man. It's wild. So tough. You guys are impactful for sure. I love getting some of those gems. Just transitioning a little bit. We always ask our guests. I know we asked you just before, and I know you're a big foodie.
Yes.
But I want to ask both of you guys, favorite restaurant in Vegas. Give us a gem.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I am like an app person.
Okay. Good. So
I am all about the discount places.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah. My kids are like, well, what's our budget? Yeah. And I'm like, well, McDonald's has this buy one, get one this. We can go to Raisin Cane's and I can get this. So, but I love Sammy's Woodfire Pizza.
Sammy's before? Okay, that's good. Yeah, I don't think anybody says Sammy's before.
I've
been there before, I think they got one on Sahara.
Sahara.
Yeah, been my family.
Yeah, I think they've also merged with another. They have a toast, which is breakfast.
Okay.
But I love Sammy's.
Okay, that's good one. Okay. Miss Marissa, I know you foodie all the time.
I still love pan roast. At Palace Station.
Okay.
Did you guys try it?
I have not. No, I don't get out ever. Saki's the guy. I'm a McDonald's and Haynes guy.
And I almost feel like I shouldn't have even put that plug out there, because too many people are finding out about it now. There's only 18 seats. You literally have to wait in line for hours. People from California now know about it.
I'm going to tell you something offline. Shout out to David McCovey, but I'll tell you something offline. My guy. I'll tell you something after. Davis gave us the full
disclosure.
Setup. Yeah, I'll tell you later.
That.
Yeah,
okay. There's some reason why I came here today. Yeah. It must be for that.
It's good.
And Pan Rosso, Palace Station. Lotus of Siam.
Those Siam.
You know,
great.
I still love my Thai food. So. My three one sister loves Vietnamese food, another sister loves Korean food, and I love Thai food.
That's good.
And so
Thai is one of my favorite. Yeah.
Yeah.
We just had Ronald talk about Archie's. Remember?
Archie's is really good.
Yeah. Archie's good food.
Yeah. Archie's, we're a Thai. I think
$80 now, though.
As a, like everything's $80 now, though, man. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. It's
okay,
crazy
guys,
now.
I'm a penny
I need a Groupon for Archie's.
It's a trip. Yeah. It's good. So many good restaurants. I'm glad you guys said that. What else is on the horizon for you guys? What else do you want to try to accomplish in 2023? I know the book is going to be coming out. What else is something you guys want to share?
Well, I'm having a granddaughter next week.
Congratulations. Oh, next week.
Granny?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be Lola Marissa.
She's not going
to be calling me granny or else in my closet.
That's hilarious. Yeah.
I'm really excited about that. Yeah. That's something, you know, like we're growing our family and, you know, being able to have a little granddaughter. I'm really excited about that. And then, of course, the book. So I will tell you this. When I was our first massage envy, I got a call from one of my front desk associates, and she gave me a call and she said, there's a lady here that wants to speak to you. And I said, what does she want? I'm like, you got to screen these calls before you give me the call. She said, it's very important. So when we opened Massage Envy, I was given a plant. It was a bamboo plant. And this bamboo plant was like this, and now it's like really like this, right? So anyways, what she wanted to tell me was the plant is screaming to get out of this pot, and you need to repot it because it's, you know, obviously growing. And I didn't think about, because you're running a business, you know, whatever. I said, okay, no problem. Thank you so much for telling me that. She said, also, you're going to write a book. And I'm like, I just laughed. I was like, no, I'm not, because I'm not even remotely interested in writing a book. And what would I talk about? And during the pandemic, what ended up happening is I started, you know, getting more on the social platform and started writing little snippets here and there. And I realized that I actually like to write. I mean, I'm not an author or writer right now, or never desired to be, but I still remember that. So to actually have it, you know, almost 20 years later, you know, we're talking about actually writing a book. It still scares me because that self-doubt comes into your mind. You talk about the imposter syndrome and you talk about, you know, like, what could I ever offer? And then someone told me, you know what? Everyone has a story to tell and everyone needs to share their story because you never know who you can help and who you can uplift, you know, in this world. And, you know, what I thought about was leaving a legacy for my grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And then a girlfriend said the other day, yesterday, she just said, if you had the opportunity to meet with your great grandchildren or your great great grandparents, who would you want to meet with? I'm like, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Right?
That's an excellent question.
Yeah. And I think for me, it would be my grand great grandparents, because I want to know how they made it. You know, like, what did they do? But for others, it may be great great grand, you know, great grandchildren, your future, you know, grandchildren, grandchildren. So I thought that was a pretty remarkable question. I'm like, never really thought about that, but.
That's,
you know,
a good one.
Yeah. But, you know, our ancestors paved the way to be where we are today. So I kind of wish I had a book that basically talked about my grandmother and what she had to go through to live, you know, to come to the United States and what she had to leave behind and the struggles she had to go through. So I wish I had a book.
That's powerful.
So now that I have the opportunity to leave a book behind for my great grandchildren and my grandchildren, I'm going to do it. And so that's what drives me to want to write.
Awesome. Yeah, that's powerful. Awesome. How about yourself? Yeah.
For me, well, we just signed, well, we're almost signed a lease for the second. It'll be our third in the Valley location in Henderson for Teaspoon. So that's done.
Awesome. Awesome.
We're looking for somewhere in the Northwest and eventually on the Strip.
Awesome.
So that's all working. But I'm working on a new concept called Blank Canvas Beauty. And the goal and what really trying to have the business be about is bringing to the beauty supply industry for minority women just making it amazing. I always
love
say
it.
It's going to be kind of like Ulta, but for minority women.
Okay.
So having all the things that minority women use in beauty.
You know? Awesome.
Are you going to offer the hair?
Yeah, there'll be hair.
Everything.
I have my own hairline.
I know she wanted to do hairline. I think that's a great idea.
It's just all about empowering women and, you know, portraying minority women in a very positive light.
Awesome.
So that's the goal.
We applaud you guys, man. You got, sorry, I shouldn't say guys, you ladies. So I always say that all the time, but I appreciate you guys sitting down with us and you sitting down with us again and new guests to the show. So where can people reach you out? What are you guys' social handles and things like that?
I'm on Marissa Hawkins 10 for Instagram.
Awesome.
I'm on LinkedIn as well.
Oh my God. Just find me by my name.
Yeah.
I just don't
even know. Look up Marissa and she'll connect you
to
her.
Just try to,
Okay.
I'm not.
I was like her, but the kids teach me a lot. And so, and I'm not half as great as your wife is.
That's our secret. That's our secret weapon.
Honestly, I have to hire people to do that kind of stuff.
We'll end it on that note. She's the reason why we did this, honestly. She got sick of us talking crap and challenged us. So that's where we are.
Wow. See,
years
that's
into
your
this.
Biggest fan right there and supporter. Yeah. So that's wonderful.
Yep. Yeah. So appreciate it. Shout out to my wife over there in the corner. But I appreciate you guys. But definitely check us out at thevegascircle.com. So thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate you guys.
You have to be realistic. Mm-hmm.